Ooh, that didn't clip or anything. That's good. Hey, this is episode 9 of the Fill in the Blank Interlude podcast with your host, Naoto Wakabayashi. I'm feeling good right now. Holy. It's 6 in the morning. This is probably the most amount of sleep I got in the past. How long has it been? 5 days? 5 days now? So I'm feeling real good. How's it going, guys? How are y'all? How are you guys? I rarely ask you that, but I'm flipping around on you. Say something, okay? Yeah, it's episode 9 of the Fill in the Blank Interlude podcast. Hope you guys have been having a good weekend. It was St. Patrick's Day weekend. Didn't really do anything. Didn't get really rambunctious. I find that Vancouver, there's a little bit of that, but God, Montreal's a completely different animal when it comes to that. Especially in McGill, first off, the house parties that happen are just so belligerent and insane. I just saw one at one of the frat houses. Shouts out to all the frats there. Well, no, not really. Well, actually, yeah, shouts out. That's the thing with frat culture at McGill. It's kind of, it's not really prominent because you don't have to join them to be cool, unlike UBC, where, if you want a vast social circle, and if that's what you're into, then you join a frat or sorority. Whereas at McGill, all you had got to do is join clubs. So anyway, I'm gonna get off that. Now everything's been good. Hold on, I'm gonna turn off this metronome. Yeah, there we go. It's a little bit better. Now I don't feel pressured to, lay down the track. What's happened in the past week, everything's good with me. I just, I started listening to a girl named Lil Sims. She is hailing out of the UK. Incredible. I just saw, I wasn't even going to say this. I normally don't say this, but yeah, just, I don't know. You guys could keep something on the down low, right? I was watching The Needle Drop, and he had a review that was 9 out of 10. And so I was like, I'll give this a listen. And her project's not that long. It's probably about 45 minutes. Yeah, but she's a British rapper, and she is incredible. The thing is, I think this is low-key why sometimes suburban white rappers tend to be terrible is because they don't really have anything to talk about. And essentially what ends up happening is they just try to get a lyrical miracle and just try to cram all the syllables into it, try to be interesting, and then they end off their song with some double time. And it's kind of like, great. You did that, but what do you have to offer in terms of substance, in terms of emotion and just storytelling? You know what I mean? And that's what's amazing about Lil Sims. Lil Sims isn't white or from the suburbs, but my point is that she's oftentimes rapping with single syllable rhymes, but just the raw emotion and her flows and her lyricism goes way beyond the average, and it's even excellent. No, she is a really, really good rapper, and her lyricism, I would say, is above any rapper that gets super, that just tries to cram as many multisyllabics. And I think that's what a lot of first-time listeners like of rap music, I think that's where they mistake what good lyricism actually is. And that's something I had to learn. I mean, for me, like, my big, like, oh, shit, like, multisyllables are the best. Like, that probably happened my third or fourth year listening to rap. And I didn't really listen to Eminem much, but because of that, I considered M the best rapper of all time. Right now, I don't consider him like that. And that's not due to his recent output. And it's sort of like looking back on his output and thinking like, oh, maybe, like, don't get me wrong, he did have a couple classic albums, but it's like, there's much more to rap than what he did. You know what I mean? Like, into hip hop. I'm not trying to diminish his contribution, but I'm just trying to, yeah, I'm just trying to give a little bit of perspective, because I definitely used to overrate M by calling him the best of all time. Anyways, I'm going to stop disrespecting Lil Sims, because, God, this is her moment. Well, actually, I think she's a little low-key right now, so I don't know if this is necessarily her moment, but this might be her breakthrough. I'm going to look through her discography. So if you were familiar with Lil Sims before, let me know. I'd love to hear more about the discography and what about her music moves you, because I just started listening to her yesterday, so I'm not really saying anything educated here. Love her album. Definitely gonna play one of her songs at the end. Haven't decided what though, because so many are so fucking good. I was literally, I was at the gym yesterday and I was kind of just blasting. First off, I work out with R&B, so I was re-putting After Dark on repeat by Drake, Ty Dolla Sign, and Static Major. I think that honestly, as an R&B head, as like a 90s and like early 2000s R&B head. I mean, I love R&B from any era, but as somebody who really loves R&B from that time period, God, there's something about that track that is fucking amazing. From the sample to to fucking Static Major's lost vocals that they put in there, that's so fucking good, and they somehow get it to harmonize with Drake's vocals and Drake's bad auto-tune singing, where he talks about a girl that hasn't called him and texted him over the weekend. Like, God, that, don't get me wrong, like, it's bad, but it's so good. Like, it's like, wow, this is real right now. You're just like not being a good singer at all. Like, God. And then Ty Dolla comes in with a Renegade. Holy. I am so excited. I am so excited for his new album. You have no idea. Like, his first album, Free TC, yeah, I think it was Free TC. Yeah, it was Free TC. That to me, like, if you removed the last, like, half of that project, like, all the turn-up songs, like, after track 13, that 13 song, and then maybe, left the last song on, those 13, 14 songs, that would have been a classic album. And oftentimes, I would just do that. So, like, one time I just deleted all those songs after track 13, and it was classic. like, I just don't know why he decided to put in all those turnip songs, you know? Like, I think there's this narrative that Ty Dolla $ign can make albums, but and projects, but that's where I disagree, because I think that's where Ty's most memorable material is. Like, tell me what feature is more iconic than Work, which is an intro off of, God, I think it's a Beach House EP. Tell me what song's more iconic, what feature's more iconic than Paranoid. Paranoid. I got two of my bitches in the club, and I know they know about each other. Like, that is iconic. And Or Nah? I think you forgot that Or Nah is a Ty Dolla $ign song. He wasn't featured on it. He's on the hook. He has a verse. It's amazing. And then Horses in the Motherfucking Stable. God. So amazing. Hit me in the comments. There aren't really going to be any comments. But, like, let me know if there's any Ty Dolla $ign feature that's literally more iconic than the songs that I've just mentioned. And I'm not even talking about the songs with TC on them. Like, I haven't even, like, gone on with the whole list. So, yeah, just let me know. Anyway, I went off a tangent. So I was at the gym, going back to Lil Sims and the gym. So I was at the gym putting After Dark on repeat. Then maybe about like 20 minutes after playing on repeat, I just put on Pressure by Lil Sims. And that song, it kind of reminds me of like Dreams and Nightmares, like and Cardi's version of Dreams and Nightmares. I don't even know what it's called, but I always call it Dreams and Nightmares Light, the Cardi version, because that's what it is. I believe it's the intro. But yeah, Dreams and imagine Dreams and Nightmares, but without like the beat switch and the drop. Like, that's what essentially Pressure is. And it's just, I just feel like it should be plastered all over a Nike ad. And it's so, God, it's so like empowering. And it's kind of like, I mean, that's what the song is. It talks about pressure. And I think I could have listened to this at 16 and 17 and felt completely empowered by it. I am at 23, not knowing what I want to do, but I'm not there yet. And it's kind of like just on the grind to get to the place I want to be in my 20s. And get to the career that I want to be in right now. And it just pulls at the emotions that I'm feeling right now, just like the struggle, you know what I mean? So putting that in and playing at the gym, something that requires motivation. I mean, not that much motivation. I've been pretty consistent, going to the gym for the past, like, how long has it been? 7, almost 8 years now. Except for some injuries and just, like, all that, which were setbacks. I mean, clearly I'm motivated. I don't really need a song or pre-workout or any other external factors to get my ass in the gym, but it's nice having that, like, little bit of motivation, you know? I mean, you probably thought I was going to play Pressure, but I already played it on my IG, so I'm not going to play it, you know? I'm going to play probably... I don't know, because I really loved Boss. But selfish is like my vibe right now in the morning. So I think I'll play that. In a second. I just want to give a little bit of a breakdown of what happened like the past week, because it's really amazing. I almost want to play this PJ Morton song with JoJo on it, because it's so good. It reminds me of The Best Part. It's like that kind of like duet. It reminds me of like The Best Part with Daniel Caesar and her. So good. And I wish I could play like 5 songs for you guys today. But I probably shouldn't do that, because I don't want, you know, copyright. I don't want copyright to come in and take my shit down. Yo, this is my ASMR. Yeah, you know what I'm saying. Yo, I heard I got some comments about basically having like ASMR vibes, like, on my podcast, because I keep the reverb and echo up. Is that true? I don't know. Yeah. So, yeah, Num Num Juice came out. That song was hard. It didn't really make the impact that, it didn't really make that big of an impact. It was a good, like, preview track for what's coming next. I'm sure, like, the single that people really, really gravitate towards is going to come out on a much later day. Probably as a single, I'd assume. Like, TD is pretty good with that, with Schoolboy Q. Schoolboy Q songs are a little bit more, I would say predictable in that way, where you could probably tell what the single is going to be instead of, like, putting out the album and then waiting to see what people gravitate towards. I mean, that might happen, but I doubt it. And then The Gray Area came out by Lil Sims. I listened to a little bit of the Giggs album yesterday. Do you know what I figured out about Giggs? You know, I decided that I like it. I like his music, but I realized that he sounds like, on certain songs, he sounds like, you know how, like, in a TV show, like, maybe in, like, I don't know, fucking Stranger Things or, like, whatever. It's like, you know the rap music? Like, I wouldn't necessarily say the royalty-free rap music, but it's possibly royalty-free. But the royalty, the rap music that plays on the radio while the main characters are doing something in the background, while the main characters are doing something, like the rap music that's playing in the background, like the generic rap music, Giggs' music sounds like that in a way. It's kind of like what record or like TV execs are like, yeah, this is what rap music should sound like. No disrespect to him, because I genuinely did fuck with the album that, like, as much as I've listened to on the album, I like stopped it around the Jada Kiss song, because god, that Kiss verse was hard. Yo, I should probably go soon, because Your boy has shit to do. So hard. Yeah, you know what? I'm going to play Selfish, because that's more of what I'm on. I'll regret it. But I'll play the PJ Morton song next week. I know I won't, because another song's going to come out that I'm going to be excited about. But Selfish. Happy Mondays. Or Tuesdays. What am I fucking saying? Yeah, so have a good one.
a very big ego embedded in me, that's the heritage ego. And them, hey, they missing with the sleeves though. And now I'm here, can't entertain no bummy niggas, need my nigga fresh in a tuxedo. Me and my new cage, steady blowing weed smoke. I'm a woman who can teach you a little something about class. Diamonds will forever be a girl's best friend. Everything's imperative for the way I live. I know it's material but not irrelevant. All this here is worked for, not inherited. Tell myself I rate my niggas up but never did. Self-loving, need more self-loving. That's how it goes, they wanna know you when you're buzzing. The first things first, number one, I'm priority. Do what you want, doesn't faze, doesn't bother me, honestly.
I can't sleep.
Everything in this divine turn. I peeped, you couldn't handle a woman in my caliber. Had to let you mature like some fine wine. Yeah, no validation, no applause. You don't have to prove you got it when you know it's yours. I don't wanna feel disloyal for wanting to do me. Then you act brand new when I know the cause. Wait, call it what you like. Till now, I'd never been the selfish type. Till now, I'd never told nobody no. Don't get it twisted, this shit didn't happen overnight. Still, if your life is amazing, what you got to fear? Can't be concerned about what they're saying up there. I make it clear, don't be in and out about what you hear. You say I always get what I want and it isn't fair, but life isn't fair, go.
I can't sleep at night, I don't wanna fight. My best friend is I, I'm so selfish.
That was Selfish by Little Sims, from her project, The Gray Area, or Gray Area, ignore the, yeah, like the way the strings come in, the way that, man, gives me goosebumps. So I am going to go to an album release party in Vancouver for Shui. So definitely pull up if you're in town and hit me if you're going. You know what I mean? So yeah, this has been episode 9 of the Fill in the Blank Interlude podcast. God, why am I so selfish? What did I talk about for the past like 25 minutes? I think it was mostly music. Like, I just got carried away. I'm so sorry. Well, I don't apologize. Fuck that. I'm not apologizing for anything because this is my podcast. So I can talk about, whatever I want, including Lil Sims. So, yeah, this has been episode 9 of the Fill in the Blank Interlude podcast with your host, Naoto Wakabayashi. And we're out.